This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Many mountain towns are finally getting snow after months of snow drought. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
I'm currently in Vail, where they're expected to receive up to 6 inches of snow over the weekend, thanks to a winter storm hitting parts of northern and central Colorado. Most of the West is experiencing a record low snow season, with scientists saying this is the worst snow cover they've seen in decades. So the incoming snow is bringing a lot of excitement to ski towns like Vail. Locals tell me they have been getting by on mostly man-made snow this ski season, so they're really looking forward to some fresh powder to hopefully draw in more crowds and bring more business to the area. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Yesterday, the Trump administration rolled back a key climate finding, which could limit efforts to combat climate change. Colorado leaders vowed to fight the move. CPR's Ishan Takwar has more.
For years, the Environmental Protection Agency has regulated pollution by relying on the, quote, endangerment finding. That's a scientific conclusion that greenhouse gases are harmful to human health. And it's the basis for rules that apply to everything from smokestacks to gas guzzlers. President Trump has terminated the finding. That means that pollution limits on cars and trucks are now eliminated, and limits on power plants and oil wells could be next. The move provoked a defiant response from Colorado officials and climate groups. Governor Jared Polis says it'll create uncertainty for businesses, while Attorney General Phil Weiser says he'll challenge the move in court. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC.